All right, we got Chris from Baby Bait and Tackle still with us here, this Outdoor Report. Last time we covered the perch and the pike, actually, so let's move on before the salmon report and talk about the bass, because you said that started to pick up a little bit.
Yeah, I think now the stream levels are kind of coming down, so I've been hearing Ford River starting to put out some decent numbers of fish again, and I think as the water warms, it pushes a lot of those fish out of the river back into the lake. So they're actually running to some fairly nice sized bass. The basic, you know, tube jigs, and then a lot of guys are just fishing with night crawlers too. Most everybody's catching some fish like at the mouth of the Ford River, but throughout the bay too. Like I mentioned, I've heard a few fish coming around from Butler's Island off of Kipling, and up in the far north end of the bay, up by the Days River, up in Nelson's Bay. They've been fish up that way too. So they're kind of spread out all over.
Well, all right, let's get to the salmon report. There was a big tournament this past weekend. The Bays of the Not Great Lakes Sports Fishermen's Club had the tournament. It was supposed to be 2 days, right?
Yeah, they had to cancel it on Sunday due to small craft advisories. So they just went with the day one weights. And they had some really good fish. The first place team had a little over almost 56.5 pounds for
wow.
Three fish. And I believe the big fish of the tournament was 27 pounds. So, yeah, there was some real nice fish caught. You had to have at least 45 pounds for three fish to be in the top 12. So, yeah, they got some good ones over the weekend.
I guess it was decent then, at least it was for that one day anyway. Now, yeah. Was everybody running to Fairport, or did you hear anybody about anybody running south of that or down to Minneapolis Shoals, Whalesback, Washington Island?
I haven't gotten a lot of reports back yet of where the guys were at. Generally, overall, I'm going to say they were probably mainly fishing in the island chains. From Washington Island all the way up to Fairport. That's where the majority of the people have been fishing for the last week or so. We had very few reports actually in the Bay of Green Bay itself so far this year.
And did you hear anything about the water depths, thermoclines, spoons, any of that stuff, colors?
Really no particular depths. I mean, we're selling lots of copper line for those sort of setups, so that's going to be running you down probably 40 to 60 foot range, give or take. So... yeah, your top 60 feet of the water column is typically a pretty safe bet. Color-wise, it's been all over the board. Lots of spoons, a lot of flash or fly combos. I guess I'd have to say anything with some green on it has been working pretty good. But, so far this year there hasn't been any standout bait or color.
Chris, I appreciate the insight on the tournament and the bass, pike, and perch reports in Little Bay to Knock as well.
Glad to help.
We'll catch up with you again real soon. Take care.
Yeah, bye.
Chris from Baby Bait and Tackle in Gladstone, giving us the report from the northern Lake Michigan shore right here on The Outdoor Show.